It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Governor Jared Polis named a new justice to the state Supreme Court Tuesday. Bryce Solomon reports for CPR News.
Susan Blanco most recently served as chief judge of Colorado's 8th Judicial District in Larimer and Jackson counties. In addition to the standard docket, she presided over specialty courts to support veterans and people with mental health challenges and substance use disorders, and developed a reputation for community-oriented programming in the judicial system. Now she'll join the 7-member Colorado Supreme Court. She pledged to serve her 10-year term with independence, integrity, and fidelity to the Constitution.
The law is not an abstraction. It is the shield that protects the vulnerable, the guardrails that restrain power, and the enduring promise that justice does not depend on who you are, where you come from, or what resources you have.
Blanco replaces Justice Melissa Hart, who served 8 years and announced her retirement last year. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
The Hartman Castle in Gunnison is now one of Colorado's most endangered places. It's among 5 sites added to the list this year. Pam Williams is leading the castle's preservation efforts.
We have Italian marble tile. We have a fantastic stairway, the turret that Annie designed, all the original fireplaces and the surrounds of those.
The castle was built by Annie and Alonzo Hartman in the late 19th century. Other sites designated as endangered places this year include Old Bent's Fort, La Morada, the Ordway Pharmacy, and the Pearl Theater. Police in Broomfield say some drivers are deliberately hiding their license plates to dodge tolls. In a Facebook post, the department confirmed officers have stopped more than 150 drivers this year for the crime, including smearing grease or paint over numbers, using tinted covers, fake plates, or torn temporary tags. Police say a toll evasion citation requires a mandatory court appearance and could include fines. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.